Delighted to welcome into studio Niamh Corrigan, who is joining us from Maher Feld. Hi, Niamh.
Hello.
How are you getting on?
Good, yeah. I've just been very busy with all my music, so...
Yeah, very busy, because you're writing songs, you're performing songs, studying your GCSEs, you're involved in sport, and it's hardly enough hours in the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be quite tiring at times, but... It's fine, like there's different things on at different times. So,
where did you get your interest in music, Niamh?
Well, it started, like, I took an interest in Ed Sheeran, and like I really liked his music, and I liked the fact that he wrote his own songs, and like he played the guitar and he sang, so it was all coming from him. So then it kind of just inspired me to take up guitar and start playing.
So, I mean, he's been on the scene a bit of time, but I mean, so it's really quite recent for you, I suppose.
Yeah, I started playing guitar a couple of years ago, but I've only started writing songs really like this year, last year kind of. So,
and when you're writing songs, you know, you're 16 years of age, I'm sure you've been through plenty, but you still have a lot of life to go, and a lot of people draw on life experiences for you know, their music. So how do you go about writing a song?
Well, usually when I write songs, people do think it's from personal experiences, but to me it's more like... story writing, like it's quite therapeutic and fun to do, like it just
And with that in mind, would you write the words first and then sort of come up with a melody, or does it vary?
Usually, yeah, it's kind of whatever happens. Sometimes I'd just be sitting playing the guitar, and then like I would just start strumming randomly, or else I would just sit down to start writing out lyrics, like it's just either way, usually.
Now, you've already played Croke Park. this is about 5 years ago. An avid camogie player. Is the dream to fill out a big stadium?
Yeah, that would be. Like, obviously, at the minute, I'm focusing on my school more than anything, but, like, it would be really nice to have.
And you mentioned Ed Sheeran, and he's your inspiration, and to see, you know, him in front of tens and tens of thousands of people, and there he is, guitar, you know, in his own sort of way of backing himself. It's astonishing. It makes it so achievable, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he just would sit with his loop pedal, like, it's all from him. Like, he started just singing out on the streets, like, busking, kind of, so it's quite inspirational.
Yeah, and the songs as well. He sings, but he writes songs for other people, too. I mean, you know, I was reading through a list there not so long ago, and it's like, whoa, Ed Sheeran wrote that. It's amazing. Astonishing.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to perform twice for us. Yeah. What first song are you going to sing, Niamh?
Just a wee song called Game Player I wrote a few months ago, just.
Okay, brilliant. Niamh Corrigan from Maher Feld, but live today from Letterkenny. Take it away.
So stop.
Stop playing games. Stop playing games. Stop playing games. Stop playing games. Stop playing games.
Superb, great, very unique, and interesting pacing in that, you know, it kind of switches a bit.
Yeah, it was just what I came up with. Usually I would just start with something basic and then just keep paying more and more attention to it and changing it up.
So, you know, I mean, you're 16 years of age, and I'm putting that in the context of how busy you are, because you've got your GCSEs, you love Irish, and you're maybe going to be coming to Donegal, improving your Irish, you're involved in sports and other stuff. So you're not gigging as such. So how important, then, is the likes of social media for you? There's no point only you listening to it. How important is social media for getting your stuff out there?
Well, that's how I have been, like, recognised for what I am doing at the minute. It started, I would just be putting up songs, like covers of wee songs, and then I put up one I wrote myself.
Were you nervous about that?
Yes, very nervous.
You know, because you're putting yourself out there,
yeah,
then, aren't
you? Yeah, it's completely different. Like, you just feel more exposed. Mm. And then Joe and Donna Murray recognized me and like heard me, so then they contacted me to come out and record a song with them, and then they put that on their page, and then from there, like, I've been getting like stuff to do.
Superb. And you know, I watched just one of your YouTube videos, and the production levels is quite high. Who's responsible for that?
Yeah, that was them, Sessions in the House, their Facebook page is called. So it was, I just came out one day and recorded it with them, and it was good.
Great experience. And great people to be working with as well.
Yeah.
Right, then, what are you going to play for us lastly now, then?
Something About You. It's a bit more upbeat.
The last one was upbeat enough. And is this self-penned Pardon Migrants, or is this a cover? It's your own song again?
My own song,
superb.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Look forward to this. Right, take it away, then.
Oh,
Excellent, Eve. Well done. Do you ever write a song? Not that one, that was brilliant. But do you ever write a song, record it, listen back to it, and just photograph or something like that? Because it always amazes me how people can come up with new melodies and new way of saying things. And
A lot of the time I actually get inspiration from other songs, just kind of like their style and stuff.
Sort of interpret maybe a little bit, but obviously not to the point where you go, oh, I know that, that's such and such. Listen, we're going to hear much more from you, Niamh, down the line. I've no doubt about that. You're a super, super talented and lovely person, and thank you so much, and thanks for your dad, I presume, was it, that took you down today?
Yeah.
Thank you very much as well, and... as I say, we're going to hear much more from you, I'm sure, down the road. Niamh Corrigan there from Maher Afelt, definitely a star of the future.